This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي يا الله we ask you in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah to please grant us a sincere عمل that will please you so much that you forgive us and grant us جنة الفردوس يا الله give us opportunities to draw nearer to you and to please you with good deeds and to do as much good as we can in these 10 days as well as bond more inshallah with one another as Muslims and may you ya Allah always make us among those who help others to come near you. Ameen. 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 Ya. Doctor has question. Please.
Can you tell us something about this ritual akikah? Now, is it the one that was done in our area? Is it different from what done at the rest?
Okay. I will take a few minutes then to explain fiqh of qurban. What is a qurban all about? In few minutes, not much, because alhamdulillah, it's good time.
Salam
alaikum salam. Thank you. It's good time. Right time. Bismillah. Okay. I tell you what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, and then that will be the answer, inshallah. Number one, there is not in this. Okay, these are the best 10 days of the year. In the Islamic year, there are the best 10 days. Mentioned in Surah Al-Fajr, Allah says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wal-fajri wal-layalin 'ashrin," and the 10 days. Although he said layalin, in Arabic, layal, plural of layla, can be used for a day. The ulama differ. Is it the 10 nights of Ramadan, last 10 nights of Ramadan, or the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah, said 10 daylight, amal, is these 10 days. The night, amal, is the night, the 10 days of Ramadan. So if you go by daylight, nahar, when there is sun, the best days are these 10 days. If you go by night, which is now, is the nights of last 10 nights of Ramadan. Also, Allah mentioned Qurban in many, many times in the Quran. Number one, for example, in the story of Qabil and Habil. Qabil gave a huge amount of vegetables because he was a farmer. While Habil slaughtered Qurban. He made Qurban. So the word Qurban is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the Qurban of Habil, although it was humble, but because he was sincere, which was a goat. He slaughtered the goat. The other one, he was arrogant, although he gave so much, but he was arrogant. So Allah didn't accept his sacrifice. The sacrifice was to give a lot. The other sacrifice was slaughtering. So Qurban is already mentioned before Ibrahim. Before Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to slaughter his own son. Because the children of Nuh, the children of Adam, Qabil and Habil, are earlier than Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim was commanded to slaughter his own son for Allah's sake. And he did. He even passed the knife. But Allah didn't allow the knife to cut. Then Allah changed it with a ram. He exchanged the... He did not stop the sacrifice. See, the sacrifice still done. But he just changed the means. Instead of a son, now we do what we call sheep. With huge ram, with horns and everything. So that's what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam later on continued the same tradition. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands even the Prophet to do that. What is it? Inna a'tainakal Kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar, and slaughter. So many prophets, actually all the prophets slaughtered, all the prophets without exception, cut with their own hands, which is sunnah that man should do. All men should do that. Try not to die before you slaughter your own animal, sacrifice. There is a lot of pahala. In these 10 days, the best action we do is on the 10th, which is slaughtering. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Spilling the blood of Udhiyah. Again, spilling the blood of Udhiyah is even more than any other good deed. In these 10 days, Sheikh, what's the best? Afdal is you go to the farm, you cut your with your hand. If you cannot, watch at least. See that they do yours. Even women, eh? Rasulullah said, if you go and see, Allah forgive all your sins. All your sins are forgiven just by seeing your udhi. Now, some people do camel. Some people do cow and bull. Some people do sheep, and some people do goats. The sunnah is not to slaughter females. If you follow strictly the Prophet ﷺ sunnah, no female animal should be slaughtered that day. They can be slaughtered other days with one condition: shouldn't be female, shouldn't be pregnant. But on this day of Eid, actually it shouldn't be a cow. So please make sure wherever you gave your money, they slaughter for you a male, okay? A bull, because here usually the Malays do the bull. So whether it's a camel, 7 households can share, or a bull, 7 households can share. But the sheep and the goat, only one household. One household can share. And the responsible is the father. The responsible person to do that is... Now, what is the hukum in Sharia? What is this? Is it wajib? Is it mustahab? Is it sunnah? It is sunnah wajiba. What does it mean? A sunnah that becomes wajib on those who can afford. And I don't think there is anyone here who cannot afford. Now, if you still live with your father, let your father do that honor. Let him get that honor, that pahala. When you have your own house. But if you make money, if alhamdulillah you work, why not? Why not sacrifice something for Allah? And it's not about you, it's about Allah. Allah wants that. You don't do? Allah loves something, you don't do it for Him? That's why it's called sacrifice. Sacrifice is when you really, you go beyond your likings. Do you sacrifice giving food if you have a restaurant? You by nature, you cook every day. If you give some food, did you make any sacrifice? No. Because it's nature of your work. You understand? Sacrifices, you go beyond who you are. Like, I'm a father. Allah ordered me to slaughter my son. Let's say I'm Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is sacrifice. So alhamdulillah, once a year, my brothers, Allah is blessing us, and sisters too. Allah is blessing us so much. Once a year we do the udhiyah. Now, why is it called udhiyah? Because it has to be slaughtered at Duha. If a person slaughters before Salat al-Eid, is null and void. It's not udhiyah. And someone, I just read the hadith before coming, someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Messenger of Allah, I slaughtered mine before Salat." He said, "Slaughter another one." That one, it's not udhiyah. It's food for your family, but it's not udhiyah. It's not sacrifice. Meaning time. We even have to wait for Salat al-Eid to be over. Then we go to the farm and slaughter. And Islamically, the first person who should slaughter his udhiyah is the imam, the khatib, the one who made khutbah. That's why his udhiyah must be actually in the masjid. And he does it there. Now, If you ask me, Sheikh, which one is better, any alhamdulillah, any of these four animals is okay. The camel, the cow, the bull, or the sheep male, and the goat male. The females, we leave them for reproduction. Because on the Eid, imagine everybody does the Eid. Look how many thousands we will kill. Millions. So the next year, there will be less babies. But one male can, subhanallah, produce many because they don't have halal and haram law. Okay? There is no halal and haram for them.
Continuation on my question.
Okay.
The one I'm asking you is this ritual of Akikah where the slaughter.
Akikah or Udhiyah, you ask me?
Akikah.
You ask me about Akikah? Oh, okay.
Where for a small baby.
Okay.
They,
I thought you asked me about Udhiyah. Okay.
No, we are. That one is very good. Eh?
Okay.
But this one.
Okay. So what is it? What is Akikah?
Okay.
What is it that they do, which...
Normally they do for a newborn, maybe 2-3 months old.
Yeah, yeah.
They slaughter a sheep.
Yes.
And then the reason why I'm asking you, I attended one last Sunday at our mosque. And they did a Yasin, they did Tahlil, and then they did Salawat. But it's a long Salawat. Everyone is given a printout. So and so the baby was carried around in the mosque.
This is all wrong. The Aqiqah is like this. When Allah blesses you and your wife with a child, after 7 days, exactly on the seventh day of his survival, let's say he's born today. Count. Today is counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That seventh day, you slaughter a sheep. Only one. Whether male or female. One. But, Sheikh, we heard male too. Two because the Prophet had two grandsons, Hassan and Hussein. May Allah be pleased with them. So he slaughtered two. You want to slaughter 100, up to you. But like male, like female. Actually, you should be happy more with the female. Because the brothers, look at them. Takbir. They just look at me. Takbir. Started the war already. Now listen. So when the person slaughters, better to cook food and call people for a banquet in your house. It doesn't mean you have to invite everybody you know. Imagine you invite everybody you know. No, you invite few people, and they come, they eat. Alhamdulillah. There is another way. You cut the meat and you give 1 kilo, 1 kilo, 1 kilo each. This is aqiqah. To take the child and show him to people, and this is not. I am sure this is Hindu tradition. I am 100% sure. And they add a little bit of Malaysian ingredients, yasin, and salawat, and this and that. So it's that. No. You just do that. You give the meat, lillahi ta'ala. So you say, Ya Rab, this is aqiqah on the baby you gave me. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And then you divide the meat. Better to cook and call people to makan. Few people, few families, few friends. And women one side, men one side. They eat. Alhamdulillah, thank you, congratulations. But we like to do it like shower, you know, like we call that shower? Baby shower. We want to be like the kuffar. But with the salawat and with yasin, little bit here. Islamization of baby shower. No. Khalas, that's it. This is the sunnah of the Prophet. What they do here and there and this and that. Another thing, seventh day. If you cannot, 14th day. If you cannot, 21. After 21, you're playing games. You're playing games with Allah. Yes, you delay it so long. Why? Cannot afford it, you are forgiven. You cannot afford it. Don't tell me you cannot afford it. You can afford to buy a motorbike, I don't know how much. Never ever say that to Sheikh Zubair. Takbir. A person very poor, subhanAllah, you find him Wallahi al-Azim, going to the farm and do, because Sunnah, he's so happy. Us, Allah has given us and given us. Oh, busy. Well, 1 year, 2 years, what is this? No. Another thing, the aqiqah protects your babies from diseases and from evil eye. Yes, from diseases and from evil eye. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uqqu an abna'ikum," do aqiqah on behalf of your kids. What we also do there is to remove little hair if the father or mother are a little bit quite wealthy. Few grams, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 grams of the hair. You don't need to shave all the hair. And give that of gold, amount of gold. 3, 4, 5 grams. How much is a gram today? 160? 160 times 5. 200, yalla, times 5. 1,000, give. Sadaqa lillahi ta'ala. That's it.
Why?
And then give. Why, we don't know. The Prophet ﷺ did this. The ibadat, we don't know. Why the Prophet prayed 5 times, 5 salawat? He was commanded. Rasulullah told us to do this, we do this. Remember this. In ibadat, we don't say why. In worships, worship, we don't say why. Why we do 7 rounds around the Kaaba? Why not 10? He did 7, we do 7. Meaning submission, here submit. So please understand this, my brothers and sisters. You want to do bigger animal? May Allah help you. Minimum, sheep. What's the best animal? Afdal, sheep. Between goat and sheep? Sheep, because the Prophet ﷺ did sheep. But Sheikh, I have only goat. Alhamdulillah, go ahead. Male also, not female. And healthy, yes. Sorry, he was before you. He was before you. Try to be fair. Try to be fair.
Really, if you don't have, you can't afford it, you don't do it, right? But can you just do on behalf of somebody else, if you have a cow, the 7 parts, you take 1 part.
Udhiyya?
Yeah.
Udhiyya?
Yeah.
Okay. This is aqiq. Udhiyya. Can I do on behalf of somebody, meaning sponsor him?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like this. For those who cannot, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give them. Sheikh, can I give them a share? Like, share, yes. But they have to take their share with them. Like this. Let's say you want to buy a sheep for someone. That's the best. Poor family. I buy them a sheep. I buy them a goat. Sheikh, can I put their names with me in the... Yeah, tell them. But you have to tell them. Say, okay, I am doing this. So you have one on seven. But they still have to give 2/3. Because they cannot consume everything. Unless they are very, very poor. Very, very poor, they can take all the meat. Let's say some people eat meat once or twice a year. They can take that meat. To make them feel like, oh, okay, so I included you and your family in the bull we are going to slaughter. So one share for me, one share for you, and 5 more people, 5 more households. That possible, yes, no problem. But better to give them a sheep or a goat. You sponsor them, let them slaughter them themselves. Next.
What about doing it for the parents? I mean, those
who are dead. Dead, don't do. Don't do aqiqah on dead.
No.
Qurban also. On the dead, don't do.
Don't do?
Aqiqah on the dead. And Qurban on the dead, khalas. The best thing you do for the dead is dua and sadaqah. But don't do. Okay, what to do, Sheikh? Can I do sadaqah on behalf of my father by sponsoring another family? Yes. For example, you catch a poor family. You say, here is this sheep for you. Slaughter it. Your niya, ya Rab, give the pahala to my father. Yeah, can. But they have to do.
And if your parents are alive, you don't...
Yes, of course. Very good. Yes. If your parents are alive and they are old, yeah, you do. Include them in the bull or the camel you want to do. Or buy them one. Buy them the best. Give them the big bull. Otherwise, they get upset. Hey, parents, at this age, they become very sensitive. And you brothers who are taking care of their parents, please sabar. They become like children. Takbir, one sweet will make them happy. Serious. You have just to sabar. My advice to you brothers. They become very, they start picking on each other. And father complains to you from the mother complains to you from the father. And you have to be just in between, sokela, peace. No. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet, he did for us. We don't do for him. He is guaranteed Jannah. We are not guaranteed. Don't worry. You know what the Prophet wants you to do, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He wants you to follow him. Do as much good like he did. Be strict with the Sunnah. Read the Quran. Follow him. That's what he wants. The rest to do on behalf of the Prophet, he, alhamdulillah, he's promised paradise. I know they do a lot of things, I know. It's wrong.
I had Abu Bakr Siddiq Rasul did for Rasulullah.
Where? Which hadith? You hear a lot of things. No. The Prophet did on behalf of him and his family and on behalf of the poor of the Muslims. He even thought about us. Verify, sisters and brothers, whatever. Most of this, sorry to tell you this, most of these ahadith are done by people who want to sell cattle. In order to sell cattle, they come up with this. The Abu Bakr did. So, okay, I love Rasulullah like Abu Bakr, I will be with him. You start buying. Well, actually, like here in Malaysia, they say 7 heads for a cow or a bull. 7, they say. No, 7 households. This brother with his family, this can share one car, one bull. Here they tell you one. So if someone has 14 children, he has to slaughter 2 bulls. You know what I mean? It's wrong. They are really just, sorry, ripping you off. Yes, they do that so that people buy their cattle. And you see them, hadith. What's going there? Court? Lawyers? 2 lawyers debating?
We're always under the pressure that you're worse. Person.
Yeah, I know. 7 families. 7 families. And then they give you your, let's say, brothers, listen to me, please. Let's say your bull is 7 kilos. Bull is more than that. 7 kilos. You take 1 kilo. You take 33% of that. The other 66%, you give it away. So your share of meat, you still divide it into 3 again. Now, you want meat? Go slaughter 10 bulls. May Allah help you. But this is udhiyah. This is Allah's right. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَ. Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, eat from it and feed الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَ, the poor who ask and the poor who doesn't ask, but he's expecting. There are people who ask you, brother, give me some aqiqah. There are poor who don't, would never ask you. You have to look for them and give them. And Rasulullah SAW said, eat from it. Allah says, eat from it. And the Prophet said, eat from it. Try to at least barbecue something or whatever. There is hikmah in it. Huh? Subhanallah. Yes. No. This is only Hanbali view. Hanbali. It's in the Hanbali fiqh. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. It is in his madhab that those who slaughter, the man who will slaughter, better not touch their nails, nor trim their beards or hair until they slaughter. Once they slaughter, they can do that. Meaning they stay in state of ihram. But because of WhatsApp, now they are sending us this, bombarding us, thinking that we know nothing about the sunnah, they know the sunnah. Which is not. Rasulullah, even fasting this 9 days, is only mustahab. It's not sunnah of the Prophet. The Prophet never fasted the 9 days of. Yeah, it's good, good. If you are fasting, don't feel like, hey, I've been tricked. No, you were not tricked, because some of you already look at me. You were not tricked. It's good. But don't think it's sunnah of the Prophet. The sunnah is the 9th. He fasted Arafah. Yes. The other 8 days before that is optional. It's not even a sunnah. You need to know this.
So, Sheikh, cutting a nail and olives, you don't do it yourself?
So far I am, but I don't follow, no.
And you don't follow, so you will train?
Yeah, no, I didn't do so far. I don't know if I'm going to do or not. But if people ask me, now, Sheikh, do you think you will? Yes, I think tomorrow I will do this. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the hadith is debatable. Here is the hadith. Hadith Salama radiallahu anha. Salama is one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know she was old. Aisha radiallahu anha, when Salama said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam somehow did this and this and this, Aisha said, radiallahu anha, what's wrong with Salama narrating this hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't do it? She could have been confused. That's what Aisha said. Between Aisha and Salama, Aisha is younger and more sharp. The old lady could have confused something else that the Prophet did. So even in hadith, when we look at a younger alim versus a very old alim, we take the opinion of a younger alim. Simply because he's still in his peak of mentality. It's true. Between an alim very old can be forgetful. So narrator of hadith, between Aisha radiallahu anha, who is the most knowledgeable among the Sahaba, let alone among his wives. She is even compared to men. She is still one of the best. She's the second faqih of Islam, a woman. After Umar comes Aisha, radiallahu anha, in fiqh. Then, Salama, when we compare the two, Aisha said that, like, this is not the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So she commented on the trimming of hair, that's what Aisha
yes, said. Yes, and the trimming, and the nails. She said the Prophet didn't do this, I mean, somehow saying, where did she get this from? You know, also women. You know yourself, sisters. Already you comment without any reason. Look at that.
So the Hanbali, they follow the Salama hadith.
Yes. Al-Hanabila, they follow Salama hadith. The Shafi'is, the Malikis, and the Hanafis, the majority of Muslims, this hadith is just lately started coming through WhatsApp.
Yes, first of all, Rashid also. He was quoting the same hadith.
Yeah.
I think it's
a wilaya, right? Wilaya or perlis. One of them. It's not a problem whether you leave your nails or trim your hair or not. That's not the problem. The problem is do as much good as you can in these 10 days, including fasting the 9th. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted it. And there is authentic hadith. If you fast the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Allah will forgive 1 year, 1 year precedent, and 1 year to come of your sins. Alhamdulillah, don't miss. Another thing, the greatest day of the whole year is Yawm Arafah. Why? Question why? Because in Laylatul Qadr, number one, do we know Laylatul Qadr or not? Well, nobody knows. It could be the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. We don't know. And in that night, number one, so it's not known. Unknown. Also, who comes down in that night? Malaika and Jibril, alayhim salam. Right? In Arafah, it's known or not known? It's known day. Don't tell me I don't know. You can be confused. First day of Dhul Hijjah. Is it first day or not yet? But you cannot be confused after 9 months. 9 days. So the 9th day is known. Why also is known? Because it's 9. It's not just first. 1, 2. So you can correct your calculation. Also because of Arafah. Ibadah. There is Ibadah on a mount called Arafah. So the Hujjaj are there. People who are doing Hajj, where are they now? Where are they going? Arafah. So it's a known day. And who comes down on that day? Allah himself. Allah himself comes down on day, daylight, to the sky, to the first sky. And he's ready to forgive. That's why you also, brothers and sisters, on that day, while you are fasting, make a lot of dua. Lot of dua.
This is a controversial question that people have every year. When we say the day of Arafah, how do we define the year?
Follow Mecca. Follow Mecca. I didn't say follow Saudi Arabia. I said follow Mecca. Follow the Hajj. Don't follow Sheikh Zubair. Don't follow Jakim. Don't follow Jaiz. Follow Mecca. Because it's a ibadah makaniya. It's a makan. Makan means place. There is a place. There is congregation. I cannot deny that. It's not like, is it today the first of Shawwal or not? Is it tomorrow, after tomorrow? This is zaman, time. The other one is makan. So I cannot deny that. And some of the hajis are Malays. They're doing the hajj there. So they are having Arafah and we are not having Arafah. Okay. One more question about this before we move to Tafsir, Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. Sisters, any question?
I think the question was, there is every time on the 9th day, they say that this is time for big dua. Because the people in Arafah are making dua.
Yes.
Does it apply to those who are not in Arafah?
Yes, it applies.
At the time when it is at the time of...
Well, look, it's the whole day. Arafah is the whole day. Okay. Just do little math between us and them, five hours. So when they are standing there, we are already ahead. Meaning, when it is dhuhr for us, it's still fajr for them. Almost 9 o'clock. When it is asr for us, it is almost dhuhr now. When it is maghrib, so maghrib with your iftar. A lot of dua. I would make dua, let's say, from maghrib until isha. 5 hours difference. We are ahead of them 5 hours. Another country will be 5 hours after them. So as long as you share part of the daylight, you can celebrate the Eid or the Udhiya or the Arafah or Ramadan together. It's just, look, there are things no need to say now. I take this back.
I think the confusion is it, some people are saying, is it defined by the geographical, because it only happens in Arafah.
No, spiritual. No. It's spiritual. The connection is spiritual. It's spiritual. It's not geographical. We don't have to be in the same time, in the same place. No. We don't have to, just spiritual. Alhamdulillah, we are connected. It's the day, we make dua. They make dua for us. We make dua for them also. We make dua for ourselves. Don't worry too much, brothers. Just take it this way. Look, on the 9th fast, make dua as much as you can. Khalas. Eid, go slaughter. Eid, 3 days. If you cannot kill your animal on the 10th, go on the 11th. If not, on the 12th, but not after Asr. It has all to be before Asr. From sunrise, Doha, until Asr. Doha until Asr. Doha until Asr. Asr. Yes. By Asr, for many reasons. Daylight, you don't have to cut yourself. But serious, I am really serious about you, brothers, trying to cut. But don't go cut a bull first time. First time you want to cut a bull. Start with chicken. Takbir.
So Abdal is still a sheep versus a bull.
Yes, the sheep is better.
Or even camel.
And yes, better. And the sheep, between the sheep and another sheep, the sheep that has horn, better. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, with their wool, with their hair, with their skin, with their hoofs, with their horns, they will come as heavy as mountains of Pahala. Yawm al-Qiyamah. So, you will regret. When you see the pahala yawm al-qiyamah, you say, Ya Rabb, why I didn't kill many? For your information, Rasulullah brought with him 100 camel for Hajj. He killed 63. SubhanAllah, he got tired at 63. He died at 63. So he killed one camel per year he lived. No, no. The Prophet came for Hajj. So that is called Hadi. For us, in Medina, he slaughtered sheep. Good that you are following me and paying attention. That's very good. That shows you are with me. Because sometimes, takbir, the body is here, the mind is in London, Seremban, Malacca, takbir, with the court tomorrow. Some of you have court. Takbir. May Allah bless. May Allah bless my brothers. Yes.
About the akikah, for a male it's supposed to be two. For a female it's supposed to be one. But just now Sheikh said that the Prophet did because he had two
grandsons. Hassan and Hussein.
And you were saying that it was supposed to be done 7, 14, 21 days, not more than that.
Yes.
But Hassan and Hussein were twins? No.
No. They were not twins. But when Allah commanded him to do the aqiqah, the hukm came because the Prophet cannot just do things. He has to wait for Allah. Said like, make sure your grandchildren teach the Sahaba that even if you... Okay, it's like this. When was... What's that? Phone ring? Okay, it's like this. There are certain things, brothers and sisters. Even the Prophet Sassim is not aware about the hukum until Allah tells him, like Salat, for example. What was Salat? Two rak'ahs in the morning, two rak'ahs in the afternoon. That was the Salat. When did it become the Salat that we know? 12. On the 12th year of Bi'tha, on the day of Isra, when he went to Isra, the night of Isra, he came back. He started praying 5 times. But that doesn't mean he was wrong before. Same thing. I could not be aware of a certain rule. Then Allah reveals to me and tell people to do this. But I already have two grandkids. Please understand, the tashri' was gradual. The tashri' was bit by bit. By the death of the Prophet ﷺ, the deen became complete. So, the two for one. It's in the Hanafi madhab. The Ahnaf do two for the male. If Allah gives you a baby boy, do two. That's the opinion of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. You want to do two, no problem. I don't do two. I had two boys and two girls. I did one. Aqiqah alone and Qurban alone. You cannot combine. Very good. You cannot combine. Buy one, get one free. Doesn't. Qurban is Qurban. Hold on. Qurban is Qurban and Aqiqah is Aqiqah. Do two the same day.
No, if you can only do one, if you can do only sort of one sheet, for example, which one should you do first? If it's close to Qurban, should you just do Aqiqah and then or Qurban first? If you can only afford one sheep, for example.
If person is poor?
Yes.
He does aqiqah. Yes. He saves his child. You save your child. You do aqiqah. Qurban people give you. They said, but we saw you yesterday slaughtering. That's for my aqiqah. Qurban I don't have. Then people share with you. Yes, brother.
Some of us practice in Malaysia, like during Qurban time, we take a share. But
Awaniyat
is Aqiqah. Can that be done in a
pool? No.
No.
No. Very good. Don't do that, please. Aqiqah is Aqiqah, Qurban is Qurban. But I see what he means. I take two share, you mean, in one bowl.
I do.
One Qurban, one Aqiqah. No. Very good. No. No. What you need to do, with the same amount of money, you can buy sheep and do the Aqiqah. Better.
But the share in Qurban
I know. Do not think, sisters, brothers, it's not the meat. It's the action. Is the action, is the ibadah, is the ibadah. Now, which one is better, praying 2 rak'ahs or 4 rak'ahs? Which one is better? 4. You pray 2, then you pray 2. Same thing. You do Eid, and then you do Aqiqah. Let's say same day. What should I do, Sheikh? Same day. I do Eid first, and then I do Aqiqah. But I don't have, I have only one, I do Aqiqah. Okay. Yalla ha. Let's go now to Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. We are in verse 64, right? 64, Surah 12, everyone. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال هل آمنكم عليه؟ إلا كما أمنتكم. على أخيه من قبل. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين ولما فتحوا متاعهم وجدوا وجدوا بضاعتهم ردت إليهم قالوا يا أبانا ما نبغي هذه بضاعتنا ردت إلينا ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير ذلك كيل يسير قال لن أرسله معكم حتى حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم إلا أن يحاط بكم فلما آتوه موثقهم قال الله على ما نقول وكيل وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. Enough. Let's do the tafsir. We stopped at which verse? Huh? No. Tafsir. Huh? Tafsir. 70? 70? Okay. Just to recap, some of you were not here. Some of you joined us just lately. Quickly, when Yusuf alayhi salam, how did Yusuf alayhi salam become so high in position? How? When? After what? After prison. But what made him so special? Ilm, knowledge. Remember this. That's how Allah is showing you practically from the lives of many prophets. It is ilmu that got him out of jail. The ilm that no one had except him. So specialization. That's why it's very good that our children, when they do something, they better specialize. There are many doctors, but very few who are very specialized in certain things. So the need is so high. The demand is so high. Because only few people practice that thing. In engineering, in Sharia, in very few. Now the ulama, very few. Do you know that? And Allah will, when he, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, when Allah wants to take the ilm before the time of Yawm al-Qiyamah, He will not take it from the shelves. He will take it by making ulama die. Do you know how many years you need to produce an alim? To produce a scholar of Sharia. And do you know how many ulama prepared him? How many ulama taught him to become? And then he dies. Allahu Akbar. So much of ilm died with him. But not in the books. That's what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. One of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is the death of ulama. So he was an alim, exceptional alim. He could interpret the dreams. And subhanallah, look at it. The one who has solution is in jail. The one who has solution is in jail. The one who is troubled is in power. Jail means weakness. You are so weak. You are vulnerable. You are put between four walls and that's it. You are limited. While the one who is running the country is having the trouble. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, all of us have weaknesses. And all of us have needs. So there is no need to behave arrogantly. Here is the king in trouble because he keeps seeing this dream that is bothering him now. It's really bothering him. Who has the answer? Somebody who is in jail. But we emphasize on this. He refused to come out of jail until his name is clear. His reputation. Be careful, my brothers and sisters, to lose your reputation. Your reputation is your capital. Never lose your reputation. If people accuse you, defend yourself. If people accuse you of something you are innocent of, don't just say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Say it, but speak up. Speak against what people are accusing falsely of. Then, alhamdulillah. Okay, now his brothers came. He knew them. He recognized them. They didn't. So what did he do? Did he scold them? Did he punish them? He didn't even tell them who he is. And he gave them more, actually, than they deserve. But he made a condition. He said, the famine already, they're preparing for the famine. Because there was a king's ruling, an issue that you should preserve, and we give you, but you be careful, and this and that. We give you grains. So you be careful how you consume. Otherwise, you die with hunger. When they came to the city in Egypt, they found their brother there, but they didn't recognize him. He recognized them. Simply because I told you, the young one always recognizes the old. And the young changes quickly. But the old people don't change. Mature adults don't change faster. You still keep your features. He made the condition. What was that condition? Next time, what to? Bring your brother from your... He gave them a hint. But they didn't get it. I will not give you any camel loads full of grains if you don't bring a brother of yours from your father. They should have at least said, what? Who is this man who knows a little bit about us? So they went and they told the father. And now is it easy for the father to let go the second child? Because they already have proven that they are at least negligent, if they are not criminals. They neglected their brother according to it's crime, by the way, negligence. Let's say a child dies in the custody of a maid. We said to the maid, where have you been? What happened? Negligence. You're supposed to look after him, or this child. Right? Now, 10 kids, 10 sons, big boys, youth, they took their young brother, who is just 6-7 years old. And they left him for the wolf, which is their story. It's negligence. They're still punishable. 10, maybe 1, 10. That's called negligence. Okay. The father is not going to trust them. But they say, Dad, this man said, if you don't bring him, I will not. So he got what? Connection from Allah Azza wa Jalla to let go. But he put condition this time. هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَابْلِ Am I going to trust you on Benjamin the way I entrusted you and trusted you on Yusuf, his brother, before? I'm not going to do the same mistake. إِلَّا أَن تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقَكُمْ Except if you give me your mawthiq, your word of honor, that you will not come back without him unless you are overpowered by death or by an army. They said, we give you. This time they were truthful. This time they were truthful. The first time they were not. That's why, brothers, those who lie, a moment will come, no one, even when they speak the truth, no one trusts them. And it will going to hurt you. Let's say you lied once, twice, three, khalas. Now people don't trust you anymore because they lost confidence in you. The day you beg them, please believe me, I'm speaking the truth, no one will believe you. Good for you. You brought it on yourself. You should have said the truth no matter what. So alhamdulillah, they said, okay. But, so he meaning he had hope in Allah. That's why this surah, sisters and brothers, it is really surah of hope. Two surahs of hope. Remember them. Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam, and Surah Talaq. Divorce. Surah Talaq. Talaq is a bad thing, but it's full of ayahs like Sribu Dinar. Ayah Sribu Dinar in which surah? Talaq. In the midst of divorce, and Allah says a rizqi is coming. For both. For the husband and the wife. Mainly for the wife if she is patient, because she is usually victim of divorce. Allah is going to look after her. Especially if she did not cause the divorce. Because some women cause the divorce. Some women, they cause the divorce. Some women, no. They don't cause divorce. Actually, the husband causes divorce. Alas, so here is hope. This man, Yaqub alayhi salam, lost the first child. And he's still hoping, he's still mentioning Yusuf, until he turns blind. Then he loses the second child. Then he loses the third. Who's the third? The big brother, who refused to come back. We will see today. The older brother refused to come back to see his father again, to meet his father, and he lost, meaning he was a little bit, he had what you call an-nafs al-lawama, the blaming soul. He couldn't meet his father again and tell him we lost another child. But this time big. This time he will be kept in the city oh my God, another son goes away, and the third doesn't want to come back. Meaning, when you think it's bad, no, it's going to be worse. Please, sabar, sisters, when you have problems, don't think it's over. It's going to get even worse before it gets better. So please, bad, very bad, worse. Then Allah pushes you up. But you are already ta'sabar with already bad. Just little, when the money is coming, look at the cashier. When the cashier is talking, mashallah, pink, not pink, purple. Purple, blue, the confusing note is the 20 ringgit. Always confused between them and the 10. When it's coming, oh, the business doing good. When it's less, the person, oh, sheikh, wait, it's going to be even worse. Then it will take up. So please remember this. This is the life. Life is like this. Sometimes, then it goes up. Well, you never expected. So that is the story of Yaqub alayhi salam. It's the hope of Yaqub, and it's the sabr of Yusuf. Yusuf was patient. Yaqub was hopeful. At the end, Allah reunited them. And those who did bad, na'udhu billah, you will see, they will beg for forgiveness. And alhamdulillah, the father and the brother will forgive them. So they said, okay, we will let him go. We will let him go. The father said, I will let him go with you. But one condition, you promise me you come back with him unless something major happens. They said, Father, you have our word. But he told them one thing. What was it? What was the thing that the father also advised his children? Now, 11 kids are going. 10 and one from different mother are going. Huh? Very good. Different entrances, different gates. Do not enter, which is in a banquet, if you're going to a wedding, better not to enter all you and your family. 5 minutes. The others, 3 minutes later, 5 minutes later. Some of you all wearing the same clothes. And people are, wow, they don't say even mashallah, evil eye. One of you is very sick now. Father takes 2-3 kids with him, goes. Then the wife will come later on. Serious, I mean it. Evil eye. Be careful of evil eye. Doesn't mean you do nothing, but you don't enter, especially, I believe in the evil eye for a mother who has many children, and all handsome, mashallah, or all good looking. Big problem later on. Either they fight among themselves, or na'udhu billah, one of them gets drunk, gets the drugs, get this. Evil eye. Because you think everybody say, mashallah, tabarakallah, look at how wonderful this family is. People just... But not the evil eye of the blue of Turkey, and no, not that. I'm talking about the what the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-aynu haqq, the evil eye is true, he said. And the majority of my ummah die because of it, he said. Majority of death is the evil eye. There is this story of a man who hated his brother. So he told him, he said, this man, his brother had more sheep than him. Mountain full of sheep. So he brought this man who is well known with evil eye. He evil eyes anyone. So he told him, I hate my brother, I'm paying you some money. Evil eye his sheep. He said, where? So he said, go on the mountain. The other mountain there, you will see his sheep. He said to him, so now he's showing him. He said, where? He said, there. You don't see the sheep? He said, there. He said, "Oh man, you have a very strong eyesight." The man became blind. He evilled him. Because he wanted his brother. That's why he said, if you dig a hole for your brother, you fall into it. He's like, I'm showing you where, but you cannot see. I said, brother, look, look. Oh, he said, man, you can see from here. If you dig a hole for anyone, you will fall into it. Never do that. He's paying him money to blind, to evil eye his brothers. He end up... Salahuddin, everything okay? You feel cold. This is London, man. This is London. See, I don't have to go to London. London comes to me. Takbir. Whenever you're coming to this class, if it's a... bring a sweater, something... put it on your shoulders. Takbir. Or you have thin blood. If you feel cold, you have a thin blood. You don't have heavy blood. Or you take that medicine to make your blood thinner. You know that? That's not good. Be careful. It's good and not good. If you cut yourself, very hard to stop it. But for those who take it for heart, no problem. You want to thin your blood? Dhikr and dua. Your blood becomes so... And avoid anything that may upset you. That's all. Be happy. No worry. All right. So this is where we start. Now they come. They come to the city. We are in verse 70. They come to the city and they ask, as their father did, they asked them to come from different gates. And then they met at Yusuf alayhi salam's place where he is in charge of giving. So, what did he do to set them up? He put the cup, the special cup of the king, which is gold, made of gold, he put it inside the bag of the camel of his brother. And then, of course, the army... the soldiers realized that the cup was missing, so they made what called search. When they made the search, قَالُوا أَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ 71, they turned towards them, said, what is it that you have lost? Honestly, now they are very honest. The soldiers said, we are missing the cup of the king. The cup of the king is so dear to him. It's his. It's like we are missing the stamp of the president or prime minister. They said, we did not come here for theft. And that's true. They did not come for theft. But they have to pay for what they did to Yusuf. Sooner or later, whatever you do to people, it will be done to you. You set your brother, you will not die until someone set you up. Remember that. That's why you should not actually do evil for your own good. It's not because you are not smart. It's because I don't want this thing to be done to me or to my children. The story I told you, and I repeat. A man sent his son to study. So, when he came back, after a long period, he came back. His sister went out. Because somebody brought something to the family. When she went to get it from the man gave her a kiss. Like he gave her a kiss and ran away. The girl was panicking. She said to her father, Dad, this man who brought this kissed me and left, ran. The father looked for him, didn't find him lucky, otherwise he would kill him. But the father, very smart, you know what he did? He went to his son. He said, come here. What did you do during your journey? Tell me the truth. He said, Dad, I did nothing. He said, you did something. Dad, I did nothing. Allah and His Messenger speak the truth. You did something. Did you kiss anyone? The son panicked. Yes, Dad, please forgive me. He said, Wallahi, if you did more than that, it would have been done to your sister. You see? If you have done something haram, it will go to your children. please do not wrong anyone, because your children will pay price. Remember that. Don't wrong anyone. Yes, you will not die until you hear it or see it, or it will be done to your kids. Why? So do not steal anyone's money. Do not insult anyone. Do not unnecessarily hit anyone. Do not that. It will be done. It will be done. قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به حمل بعير وأنا به زعيم. So it was said, we have lost the golden ball of the king, and for him who produces it is the reward of a camel load, and I will be bound by it. Meaning, I will definitely give you that if whoever gives me the ball. They said, by Allah, indeed, you know that we did not come to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves. And they were not really thieves. They were true, but they were liars. You might not be a thief, but you are a liar. You lied to your father, so now you be set up too. But why Yusuf alayhi salam did that? Because I told you he is targeting what? The whole family to come. There is only, if you just go to the father and say, Dad, there is a good man asking us to come. He will never leave. He would say, no, my children, I grew up in this land, nomad. I will stay here. But there should be a reason, a strong reason for the whole family to migrate. Even if it is to keep the one of the brothers there, which is a stimulant and a motivation for the whole family to come. So that is somehow how you move the whole family. You keep someone somewhere and then you ask. Because people have roots in their land. They cannot just uproot. Do you think your parents would like to come and live here? They may come just visit you, but they cannot. They miss their kampung, their friends, their coffee, their tea. Even when you give them the whole dunya, you give them a whole palace. There to them, sitting under that tree with his best friend, he already misses him. Yeah. Mothers also, they can't see you, but khalas, 2-3 months, too much for them. They have to go. Ma, are you going to the kampung back? Yes. Because she misses assalamu alaikum. That sound, she misses it. Everybody is here. Assalamu alaikum. Hi. Hi. What is hi? And who brings her the news of so-and-so is getting pregnant, so-and-so delivered the baby, so-and-so is going to Hajj? That, sometimes we don't pay attention to the comfort zone. The comfort zone is somewhere else. Could be with the cows. They like to smell the poop of cows. Because that's how they grew up. Yeah. Sometimes you think, look, I don't understand why my dad... Because your dad is different school. Not old school, different school. And keep telling your father and mother old school, you will be old too, super old for your children. قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين. قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين. Yusuf alayhi salam asked them and his men, what then shall be the penalty if you are proved to be liars? Then they said, whoever you find it, take him. But they never expected their younger brother will be the guilty one. He's not guilty, he's just sad. They said, okay, we are ready for anyone. We are ready to accept anything. Because they thought, this little one will never do that. So they check. The last one, they checked the camel of their younger brother. They found it. They were shocked. The brothers were shocked because they gave their word of honor. And they already decided, wherever you find it, take the person. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, we found it at this camel. Whose camel is this? They said, it's camel of Benjamin. He said, I will take Benjamin then. Keep him here. Put him in jail. But he doesn't want to put him in jail. He wants to put him with him. They said, please, take one of us. Except this one. Now they want to take any one of us. We are ready to go to jail, but because we have given our word to our father? He said, no. The law is very clear. Whoever committed the crime will be taken to jail, not somebody else. When they tried, they couldn't. Then they gathered and they said, guys, what should we do? The old one said, I cannot face my father. I am not going. I rather stay here homeless in the city, whichever city was. And I don't have face to meet my father. You go back and tell him what happened. So now they came back. On the way back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave news to Yaqub. And then they're coming and telling him, not only we lost our brother Yusuf, we lost Binyamin, and one more. Even our older brother doesn't want to come. So he has lost three sons. Let's see. Salahuddin, next ayah. We are in 76, sorry.
So he, Yusuf, began the search in the bags before the bag of his brother.
Mm.
Then he brought it out of his brother's bag. Thus, did we plan for Yusuf?
He could not
take his brother by the law of the king as a slave, except that Allah willed him. So Allah made the brothers to veil themselves with their way of punishment, i.e. as slave of a thief. We raised to degrees whom we please, but over all this endowed with knowledge is the all-knowing.
The law of the king then, if somebody steals something, you can enslave him. If somebody steals, the law was, you take him as slave. Now he works for you. If I catch you stealing, the punishment was, I take you, now you become my slave. So he took his brother as his slave. But not, he's not really a slave. Just for him to bring the father and to bring the whole family from the nomadic life outside Egypt. But look what subhanallah they said, which really hurt Yusuf, is this. Next ayah. Brother Siddiq, next ayah, 77.
Hey, Yusuf's brother said, if he steal, there was a brother of his who did steal before him. But these things did Yusuf keep in himself, revealing not the secret to them. He said within himself, you are in worst case, and Allah is the best knower of that which you described.
Very good. So what is the accusation they accused? What was it? What's this bad thing that really hurt him, but he kept it inside? They said, oh, if this brothers of us, of ours, has stolen, there was another brother of his who has stolen. Who? The only brother he has from the same mother is Yusuf. And they are talking to him. So not only you took me away from my father, you caused so much pain to him and to me. Because of you, I was slave. Because of you, I was almost falling in zina. Because of you, I went to many, many years in jail. And now you are still, all these years, and you still lie on Yusuf. Some people, when they are against you, brothers, they are against you all the way, no matter what you do. If you jump in honey, they still think you are sour. Just sabar. Okay? You have to sabar. So what did he do? Here is the ibadah I want you please to have. This ibadah, فَأَسَرَّهَا. There is a secret ibadah that may Allah give it to us. When we are upset, we shouldn't show. That is a big, what you call, quality. And mashallah, most Malays, they have it. You have it, but you don't show. When you are really offended, you don't show. Yeah? You know how to play it down. But your problem, you keep, boom, run amok. You shouldn't do that. Sometimes you vent. But it's good that first time you absorb the shock and you pretend you are not hurt, but you are really hurt. That's a ibadah. Rasulullah also was like that. People call him names, call him, he pretends it, but deep inside he's hurt. So فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ, look at it. They said, his brothers, if he steals, Manik bin Yamin, there was a brother of his. Not, they didn't say our brother, of his again. Who did steal before him? Which is not true. Yusuf never stole. But these things did Yusuf keep in himself. That is the ibadah. That sometimes, brothers, you hear your wife says something not appropriate, you pretend, khalas, you play it down. You sisters too, if everything your husband says, you... Doesn't mean you brothers can say anything you want, no. But there are things you should not... You should ignore. Otherwise, do you know how many wars you do every day? Takbir. So he kept it. He didn't say, no, you liars. I'm Yusuf. Oh, sometimes we cannot. Sometimes somebody say one word, we say 10. No, no. He didn't even reply. But he kept it inside because the right time didn't come yet. He is going eventually to tell them. But he told them something. He didn't say, I'm Yusuf, and you're lying. No. But he said, you are really worse people. You are not good people. He didn't say, I'm Yusuf. He said, what you're saying is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. You are bad. Look what he said to them. He said, not revealing to them the secrets. He said within himself. But in one tafsir, no, he said it in their face. You are worse case. But they don't know why he's telling them you are worst case. You are worst case. And Allah is the best knower of that which you describe. قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. Next ayah, brother one. One shah.
He said, O Aziz, he has a father who is an old man.
So he has a father. Look. They don't say we have an old father. He. Okay? Verily, he has an old father.
So take one of us in place of him. Indeed, we see you as a doer of good.
Hey, they said, take one of us. Why not take me instead of my brother? Look, the Jews. They still want, hoping they will not go. One of them will go, but not him. You know what I mean? Take me. One will say, please take me instead of my brother. Let him go. He's little. He's young. No. A good man will say, take me. That's a good man. Say, take one of us. Meaning he has to make a draw anyways. Bani Israel. You can see how Bani Israel think. Good. Next, sisters. One of the sisters. We start with Sita Azmina. 79. Very good. So please understand, in Islam, you take only the criminal. Remember this. You cannot punish somebody because he is married to, or son of, or... No. Like we do. Sometimes in these scandals of ministers. You want to hold the whole family? No. Haram. Please understand this. We are Muslims. A minister made a big mistake and was corrupt. Only him. Why his wife and children and this? Is this clear? Yeah. He committed the crime, not his family. Unless family also is involved in the crime. That's different. We're saying a man killed. You take all his family? That's what they do in the Middle East. The Jews, may Allah curse them. When one Mujahid Palestinian goes and kills a Jew or two, they bomb the whole house. They destroy the whole house. They tell you out. If you are not, yalla, you even inside. You stay inside, bye-bye.
But this is not
Yeah, that's wrong. Who do you think is ruling us? Arab Israelis. Wrong. Wrong. Very wrong in Islam. Somebody didn't pay me. I gave him a loan and he disappeared. I go catch his son or daughter. Very shame. It is him who didn't pay. So it is him, not his family. It's very cheap, very low to do that. Please understand this. Oh, I catch your son until you bring the money. No. A'udhu billah. I catch you, put you in a cave with two lions, hungry lions. You pay or I let them go. Takbir. So he said, Ma'ad Allah. Here, again, another Ma'ad Allah. What time he said Ma'ad Allah? When did he say Ma'ad Allah earlier? Yusuf. When did he say Ma'ad Allah? Come on, guys. You remember. When did he say Ma'ad Allah? When the woman asked him for zina. He said, A'udhu Billah, Ma'ad Allah. Here again, he said, Ma'ad Allah. No, I cannot do that. I cannot take one of you. The law is very clear. We will take the one we found, the container or whatever we are missing, inside his bag. That's it. Okay? 80. Sister. Sister, the wife of Brother Umar. Amin. The wife, not him. He's about to die. Already sleeping. He's so tired. Takbir. Yalla, sister.
So, when they despair of him, they held a conference in private. The elders among them said, Know you not that your father did take an oath from you in Allah's name? And before this, you did fail in your duty with Yusuf? Therefore, I will not leave this land until my father permits me, or Allah decides my case by releasing Benjamin. And he is the best of the judges.
One of them realized, khalas, shame, you know, cannot. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously said the Jews are not the same. They are not all the same. Some of them are decent people. I think they are the children of Yusuf, Binyamin, and this. The rest, they were 12. Three were maybe, okay. Two actually, Binyamin and Yusuf alayhi salam. The rest, throw in hell.
Did you
just look many? Yes, but not Zulaikha. Only in Malaysia, Zulaikha. Allahu Akbar. He got married and he had children. Yes. You want war? You want to start war? You want to start jihad? Okay. So, he said, I'm not going back. 81, another sister. Sister Ifa, go ahead.
Listen to your father and say, O our father, verily your son Benjamin has stolen. And we testify not except according to what we know, and we do not know the answer.
Go back to your father and tell him what happened. And tell him, Inna ibnaka saraq, your son has stolen. And we did not witness except what we know. This ayah is very important. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا. Judge should use this ayah. A judge in a court and also a good lawyer will use this ayah. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا. We are here testifying with whatever we know. No more, no less. I know something. So I come to say it because I heard it firsthand or I saw it firsthand. Other than that is haram. So go to your father and tell him what happened and tell him that your son has stolen. Ibn abnaka saraq. And dad, we are just testifying with what we know and we don't know the end scene. Tell them that. That's their brother, the elder brother telling them to do that. 82. Sister Amy, go ahead.
As
And that, you can ask the city. You can even send investigators the city. We are not making story. And ask the caravan. The caravan people who were with us, they were witness also. That we did not do anything wrong to Benjamin. This is all the guilt of Yusuf. All the guilt with what they did to Yusuf is making them speak like this. Dad, ask the city. Dad, we're speaking the truth. Ask the caravan. You know, they are looking for excuses. Meaning really like to make to evidences. Dad, you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. What did the father say when he heard that? Allahu Akbar. Liana. What did he say? Yaqub alayhi salam. What's that? What's that? He lost another son, second, and the third doesn't want to come back, which is a form of also losing another son. Huh? What did he say? Maybe they all come together. What is that? Hope. Can you be hopeful, please? You know what will really make you heal if you are sick? Is hope. If you lose hope, that's it. You die like that. Say, inshallah, I will fight this cancer and win. Wallahi, positive. Perception. Everything is how you perceive the world. If you think you are coming to seek knowledge and benefit here, you will come. But if you think like, man, you will not, no matter what. Even if we slaughter for you 2 sheep now. Takbir. And I hope what brings you here is not the food. Takbir. No, serious, brothers. It's the perception. If you perceive good things, you are going to really perform well. But imagine, I cannot even convince you that you can do it. That's why fight, brothers and sisters, hopelessness. You should not let people lose hope. This is why, look, brothers, he didn't say, oh, sinners, I will forgive you. He said, ya ibadi. Oh, my slaves who made so many sins, I will forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he called upon sinners, he didn't say, oh, you sinners, don't worry, I forgive you. He said, ya ibadi, oh, my slaves, who have done so much of the sins, don't worry, I can forgive you. Huh? Isn't that great? Same thing here. What type of faith Yaqub alayhi salam had? He lost Yusuf long time ago. He's still hopeful. He just lost Benjamin, another young kid. Still young, innocent. And the oldest, the one who, Abang, he really can trust him on the family in case he dies. You know that. When the father dies, who should?
The eldest.
And this is the duty of the Abangs. The Abang should step in to actually sacrifice his time and his money for his brothers and sisters. Even when they are married and everything. You know that or not? And therefore, they should respect him like father. Meaning they don't do things without him. Hey, we are breaking so many laws. Like when your brother, let's say your father dies, and then your brother becomes the head of the family. You want to give your daughter without him knowing? Your brother is still alive, the elder brother. You don't even call him, say, Abang, come, there is somebody who wants to marry, let's say, Maryam, your daughter. Should be play the role of the big Abang. You have this rule here. You cannot just overpass him. It's wrong. Today, family is breaking. Yes, somebody ask you something, say, until I talk to my elder brother. Things like that. Pakistan and Negeri Sembilan, what are you doing? Special connection? Takbir? قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I will exercise very beautiful patience. Maybe Allah will bring them all to me. Now they think he's crazy. He's still hoping. Brothers and sisters. Like there is one sister in Algeria, they took her son, 91. Security forces took her son. No news about him. She's still hopeful. Give me back my son. Up to today. 91 to 2019, how many years? 28 years. She's still taking banner and going to the streets. Where is my son? You took branch, let's say, Tamantun branch took him from house on this day. His name is Amin so-and-so. SubhanAllah, she still has the hope. Huh? Amin is, Omar is there. Takbir. Takbir. That one, whoever takes him will bring him back with with apologies and gifts. Takbir. Hirji. Ah. SubhanAllah, innahu huwa al-alim al-hakim. He always never doubted Allah. That's the faith we need, my brothers. No matter what, Allah will help me. I will be out of this bankruptcy. I will be out of this trouble. Inshallah, the children will learn, will all succeed. Always positive, positive. Because you thought of Allah that way, Allah will at the end give you what you. But I don't think I can do it. Oh, I cannot survive. Oh, I miss Malaysian food. Miss Malaysian food. Learn to eat something else. Malaysian food. Takbir. My brother, next ayah. 84.
And he turned away from them and said, alas, my grief for Yusuf.
And alas, my grief for Yusuf. Yeah.
Alas, my grief for Yusuf. And he lost his sight because of the sorrow that he was suppressing.
Very good. You know what may make you lose sight is not actually crying too much. Actually, it's sadness. That's why women shouldn't be sad. A sad woman is a dead woman. I told you this and I repeat this. Women, it's proven, their physiology cannot take sadness. That's why the Quran is full of ayahs to females. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي to the mother of Yusuf, to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. What did Allah say? وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be afraid and don't be sad. She was afraid. She was ordered to let the baby go in the cradle, in the Nile, infested with crocodile. Do you know the biggest crocodile in the world is the Nile crocodile? The Nile crocodile. Remember this. Imagine if he just fall, he may drown or anything happens to him. Allah said, "Wa la tahzani." Same thing he said to Maryam. When Maryam started having the contractions of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he told her, don't be sad. Because a sad woman is a dead woman. That's why we shouldn't make our wives sad. Make them angry, no problem. Takbir. But not sad. Sad how? You break her heart. You angry. For example, angry you forget her birthday. That is anger. No, she is just angry. But sad when she finds you with another man, another woman. Another man. Another man, she should kick you. Tang. Takbir. Ah. Yes. That you are thinking of another one. Ah, that is will make her very sad. Really? And some women don't know how to turn sadness to anger. So they end up dying. Prophet Yaqub, his sadness turned blindness. He was so sad and crying that, subhanAllah, his eye turned white. So now, another test. Many, many years of patience, losing 3 more children, and losing a sight. Already he lost a wife. The wife he loved so much, he lost. The second one, he didn't love that much because he was tricked. Remember the story? Yeah. That's why don't trick anyone in marriage. Be careful.
The surah, from 83 to 84, 83 talks about hope
And 94 talks about sorrow and losing
sadness.
So,
no, the hope is still there. But as a consequence, because he was sad, being sad doesn't mean you are not hopeful. Hey, by the way, being hopeful doesn't mean you'll be laughing, ha, 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 until you turn crazy. No. I am hopeful, but deep inside I'm very sad.
But could it be also that, okay, he suppressed his sorrow. I mean, he didn't tell people, but his hope, he mentioned out loud.
Of course.
Surah 83, he talked about hope out loud.
Yes, correct.
The sorrow, he suppresses it.
Yes, you suppress your sadness. You don't tell what is negative. What is positive, you let people see. Why? Because he's an example. He wants to teach his children to be hopeful. You know sometimes why we are negative? Because we saw our fathers and mothers speaking like that. Always. We grow up like that. But if we saw our fathers talking only about positive, most of us will be positive. Because you are the child of the environment you are born in. That's why be careful, brothers and sisters, where you raise your children. Raise your children with spoiled kids. Raise your children with spoiled kids. What do you think you will have? Spoiled children. I'm not saying spoil them. I'm saying just raise them. Allow them to be with spoiled kids. Like international schools. International schools, most kids who go there, who? Who do? Spoiled kids. Takbir. Serious. Then your children will be always, they will not see somebody's toe coming out from a shoe. You know what I mean? Poor. They will see 1,200 ringgit Nike shoe. So he will come to you and say, why you don't buy me like my friend? But when you put him with humble kids, he grows up humble. When the smallest kid in that school is playing with an iPad the latest, he's playing with it. And his sister wears short. Yes, very sad to say this. Very, very sad. Very upset. What is this? Your daughter is teenager, she goes with short. What is this? Some of you brothers, I'm not saying you, but what is this? And who put them, by the way, who put the children in that school? They themselves went. You. So when they behave inappropriately, why are you surprised? You bought for them the piano. Now they love the piano. Ting, 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 ting. Now you come to Sheikh Zubair class and you hear this is wrong. Da, da, da. You go and you want to make tawbah. You tell them to do tawbah? Do they follow you immediately? Difficult, because you brought it to them. So certain things our children do, it is us who did that to them. May Allah forgive us. Say Ameen. But if you raise your children with the minimum, when Allah gives them, they will not, inshallah, be shocked. They will not be shocked when Allah gives them. But imagine you raise them this high and you cannot, for any reason, you cannot give them any more that level of living. Then you will see if they sabar. I cannot run away from counseling, brothers, because every day I counsel people, it's really sad. And sometimes, wallahi al-adim, it's the parents that need counseling, not the children. Takbir. Sheikh, my son is not listening to me, my daughter. I say you need counseling, not them. You, come. We need to work a lot on you and your wife. Then maybe we talk to the kids. Serious. You mix them only with people who talk only about... It's like another level of malaise. So when I go to the kampongs, I say, yeah, there are two Malaysians then. Serious. This guy just now, I was parking, he passed. Whoa, I hope it's not one of you. Anyone was driving a red Ferrari? Red Ferrari. No one. I was so mad at him. What are you trying to tell? Whoa. I was parked, looking at something, waiting for you. I know some of you always come late anyways. Even if I come 7:30 here, you still come late. The way he's driving, na'udhu billah, is a very arrogant way. Woo, woo. Brother, go sleep, go. Go sleep. May Allah forgive you. Huh? No, it's him. No, he came late. Takbir. Do not spoil the children. Do not put them in a place where they can be easily spoiled. Please, brothers and sisters. Lillahi ta'ala, I'm giving you this advice. Last ayah. Brother Zul, whom we will come, we welcome to our class. Brother Zul is neighbor of Brother Wansha and his wife. Welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan.
They said, by Allah, you will never cease remembering Yusuf. Until you become rich, with old age, or until you will be of the dead.
Very good. They said, by Allah, Father, by Allah, Father, Yaqub, you will never cease remembering Yusuf until what? You become weak with old age or until you be of the dead. Dad, you should let go. Yusuf is gone. Yusuf will never come back. That's what they were telling him. What did he say? Look at it. 86. 86. My brother here. My dear brother, mashallah, yeah, whom I love for Allah's sake. Yeah. Takbir. But the name gone.
Shahril.
Shahril. Sheikh Zubair, remember Shahar. Shahar means month. Khalas. Shahril. 86?
He said, only complain of my suffering and my grief to Allah, and I will know from Allah that which you do not know.
I am complaining only to Allah. That's, see, brothers, sisters, if you complain, please complain to Allah. I tell you why. When you complain to people, what do you think? Maybe they sympathize with you first, but do you think second and third and fourth time they are really sympathizing? Because why? They also have their problems. And sometimes maybe you are complaining to someone who has more trouble than you. Actually, if he tells you now his problems, you be ashamed of yourself. You run. Yes. He said, I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah. I'm not telling you this. And I know from Allah that which you don't know. That's why I keep mentioning, definitely the angels were telling him, because he's prophet of Allah. Soon you will, soon. So he was always, when is that day, Ya Allah? When is that day? Now he sent back his children. Oh, my children, go back and try to look for Yusuf and his brother. Still Yusuf. Look. Who is lost? Who is the subject of... Who's the kid who just got lost? Benjamin? No. He's talking about Yusuf. He's still... It's Yusuf. That's why be careful, brothers and sisters. You may love one of the children more. Don't show that to other kids. Don't. You may love someone. You tell her or him. But don't... I love your sister more than you. You bodo. You never like me. She is more this, she is more than... No, that's wrong. You are making it worse, mister. Look at her. She always look after me when I am sick. She is always... No, you are making it worse. Especially if that child, he or she is young and weak. Oh. The hyenas will turn around him now. No. You say, you are all my children, I love you all, but between you and him or her, whoever, don't show. Don't show. Imam Shafi'i said, if you kiss one child, kiss all of them. If you give kiss, which is very weird, your kiss, you smell the child. Takbir, when I saw you first time smelling the child, I said, what's wrong with this child? That was your kiss. That was another cultural shock. For us, we kiss, we remove the chick. Takbir. Until the baby cries. Terrorist. Takbir. You. What's that? This is how you take the baby, say, I love you. They start crying. Yalla, take him to his mother. That's how. Said, what's that? That's cultural shock of Sheikh Zubair 29 years ago. Ya Allah, give rahmah and barakah to all hadirin and hadirat. Ya Allah, benefit us with this story and make us hopeful like Sayyidina Yaqub. Ya Allah, return us to the deen the way you returned Yusuf to his father and the way you returned Musa to his mother. Ya Allah, return us to the deen. Ya Allah, make us go back to the deen. Find the deen again. Like Yusuf found his father and like Musa alayhi salam found his mother. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Ya Allah, give us the sabr of Yaqub and his hope, and give us, Ya Rabb, the hikmah of Luqman, and give us the bravery of Musa and Harun who faced Fir'aun, and give us, Ya Allah, the taqwa of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or part of it, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Ya Allah, bless all my brothers and sisters here. Those who are not yet married, may Allah find them very suitable spouses very soon. And actually, it's in your hands, brothers and sisters, honestly. Especially brothers. It's in your hands. Those who are not yet married. So, and parents, if you have a child who is 24, 25, it is time. Khalas. What do you think? Until you finish school, until you do... No, no. Ya Allah, bunkus them and help them. And... help you and say, okay, I give you help for 1 year. After that, you are on your own. Things like this. Huh? Ya Rab, all our doctors, may Allah bless them and give them hikmah more and give them ilmu more and give them patience with their patients. Patience with their patients. The sisters, may Allah bless you all. Keep you healthy, strong. And may Allah help you just to be good wives and good mothers. Amen. And good mothers-in-law. Ameen. Brother Shah looks a little bit sick, so may Allah give him shifa. Ameen. Yeah, but he's smiling, that's good. Ameen. Smiling with his better half. Takbir. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adha. Our lawyers, may Allah give them also the hidayah. Ameen. Hidayah. May Allah guide them and may Allah give them the instinct to be with the oppressed. To help the oppressed and give them hikmah in court to win their cases, inshallah. The businessmen, may Allah give them more business and more barakah. The students, may Allah give them success in dunya and akhirah. Those who are retired, may Allah give them jannah in dunya and akhirah. Anyone I missed? Any sister sick? May Allah give her shifa. Sister Rouhani, may Allah give her shifa. May Allah give her strong shifa. Strong will. She's a strong lady in will. May Allah bless her. Amen. You know, maybe if one of us is going what she's going through, no more classes. Sheikh, I'm sick. You're not sick. You just don't want to come to class. The mother of Wazir, may Allah bless her. I chose her in this dua. You have problem? Don't say why. Because she always smiles. Takbir. May Allah bless her. Give her good health. Ah, Mami and Haji Zain and Tun Saleh. May Allah give them good health. Amen. The mother of Sister Azlina, may Allah grant her Jannah. Amen. The husband of Sister Azlina, may Allah grant him Jannah. Amen. If you have lost any, if any sister lost her husband, may Allah join you with him in Jannatul Firdaus. For the brothers, may Allah give you good health, keep you strong, and give rizq halal and tayyiba, and give you chance to help in these 10 days. Say ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tawfiq, may Allah give him tawfiq in dunya and akhirah. Ameen.